Perry. Texas Shady Warehouse, can I help you?
Gary, it's Dave with Milestone. I just sent you the application. It should be on your inbox, okay?
Oh, forgot I had you on the other line.
Yeah, you hung up on me, so I was like, oh, okay, but...
I put you on hold, and then I forgot.
Yeah, I know. But if you can check right now, see if you got it right, because I got Clay at txshadewarehouse.com, so I send that over. You got it? Okay. It should be coming from David. Yeah, exactly, right there. So if you have, do you have any moment, any time right now that you can drop those in?
Yeah, I'll do it right now.
All right, good. So what we're going to do right now, basically, is you can look at your statement from your bank, drag the statement into the our box, and that's it. After that, and now the writer will be contacting you,
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting for you right now. Once you tell me that you're finished with that, then I'm going to click the button here and tell my underwriter to put a deal together for you. As you do the notes there of your information, I'm going to put on the notes exactly what you told me, name of the business, how much you make and what you're looking to get. I'm going to put on the notes so the underwriter will have all the information that we just talked about, and he's just going to go over things. He's not going to ask you the same questions over and over, you know what I mean? So you don't feel uncomfortable with that. Because basically, you know, we already discussed all those things, so no need for no need for him to ask you the same things again. So here we go.
What secure link is this that I'm clicking on?
It's our link to our server, so it's a secure encrypted link that you know, for your security, nobody else can have access to it, just you and the company, nobody else. That's why I'm not allowed to put any information in that. That's your application. That's all you. It's encrypted. So that nobody can...
The application coming as a blank piece of paper, and it says open in text editor.
So it's not allowing you to drop the email? I mean, the any info?
You got an attachment, and you have a place that says click here.
That's the one. The one that says click here, click on that, and that's gonna open up what it will look to you like an application, and it will tell you the name of, you know, of course, the name of your business, your name. And then right after that, we'll tell you, please drop here your statements. And all you do is you drag from your email and you drop it into that section there, and that automatically will attach them there.
Okay.
Hmm?
All right. I'll get her going.
Okay. I'm here with you. Don't worry about it.
They never have a good category for my company.
Well, you can do it as a. I have you here. I wrote it down as shading systems. But you can do, you know, just like you told me, retractable, you know, shading systems. That will be fine.
Is that in this drop down list?
I don't think it, you can click on it as you start typing. It will give you options of whatever. But if they're not there specifically for what exactly it is that you do, just write it down exactly like I did. You know, which is a shading system, retractable. To see.
Try that. It'll take it.
Okay. 2016. So that will be.
No, it didn't take it.
Did it take it?
You got to have something in here for remodeling or something. It's been close.
If there's nothing specific and you want to choose remodeling or something like that, go ahead and choose that if that's the option available. And then afterwards, when you speak with the underwriter, you can clarify to him exactly what it is that you do. But you can do it also under remodeling or home improvement if that option is available as well. And then you can go into specific details with the underwriter exactly what it is that you do, you know.
All right.
Did it take it now with the remodeling or home improvement?
Home improvement.
Okay, great. So on the home improvement, now it's going to let you pass. Just drop me the 4-month statements and work through, and I'll send you the information, and the underwriter will be able to contact you.
Okay.
All right. Take your time and you just tell me when you've done it, okay? Right now I'm just inputting all rest of the info here. Okay, let's see.
Well, You got any idea why it won't accept my physical address?
Your physical address, it won't accept it?
No. You keep throwing a red box around it to build a business.
Okay. Sometimes, what happens is, if there isn't a space, in between, the first or the last, word or letter, it won't allow it. So let's just say that you go, and you type in whatever your address is, are you copy pasting the address or you typing it?
Typing it.
Okay. So then it shouldn't be any, there shouldn't be any mistakes, or any reason why I wouldn't be able to take it. Give me 1 second. Let me see here. One moment.
I guess won't take anything.
You still having the same issue, Gary? Not able to?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Let me go ahead and push the button here, and I'm gonna have my underwriter give you a call so he can bypass that, and that way he can input it manually. Okay, himself. All right.
Okay.
All right. So I'm gonna have him call you. Please be aware that he's gonna be calling you in the next between 15 to 25 minutes from now. Okay.
Sure. All right.
What's Thank you, name? Gary. Well, it's either going to be Matt. It could be Matt, Alec, one of the two. You're going to get – he's going to tell you, I'm Matt or I'm Gary. Matt or Alec from – or maybe Mike as well or Chris. I mean, we have four underwriters
from Milestone.
From Milestone. But they're going to make it make you aware who they are and where they're calling from. So – and they, of course, they're going to tell you, we know that you were working with Dave and this and that. So, don't worry. They'll contact you right now. Okay.
All right, man.
Thank you, Gary. God bless. Okay. And welcome. Welcome to the family. Okay. God bless.
Thanks.